This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue of UU World magazine, Creating a Greener General Assembly, by Elaine McArdle. There was no such thing as a green convention when Janice Jan Snegus became director of Unitarian Universalist Association's General Assembly and Conference Services in 2002, so she was initially taken aback when someone suggested that she consider making GA more environmentally sustainable. Yet in 2003, after meeting with Amy Spatrisano, then co-principal of a visionary company now called Meet Green, and learning about the huge amount of landfill waste and other environmental destruction wrought by conventions, Snegus embraced the challenge. Over the past 17 years, she has not only completely transformed GA so that its sustainability practices are a key part of its identity, but has had an enormous and lasting impact on the environmental practices of the meetings industry nationwide. "It's part of our theology," says Snegus, who is retiring after GA 2019 in Spokane, Washington, but will continue to consult with the UUA through GA 2020. "This is a religious thing for us. It's our seventh principle. We are called to do this work." Within the area of sustainability, Snegus' influence has been groundbreaking. "Over the years, the UUA General Assembly has set the bar for sustainable events," says Nancy J. Zavada, president and founder of Meet Green, which continues to work with GA, including keeping metrics on its greening efforts. "We work with dozens of organizations annually, and the UUA is a leader in environmental initiatives and implementation. This is due to Jan and her team's diligence, from the destination selection process through to the on-site sorting of waste after the General Assembly is over. Every city where GA convened has been held to high standards, and more often than not, GA has improved the venue, hotels, and destination, leaving a lasting legacy," Zavada says. In addition, Snegus served on the first board of directors for the Green Meeting Industry Council and helped draft standards for sustainable meetings. Thanks to her guidance, the GMIC flourished and has greatly impacted the meeting and event community, said Zavada. In 2016, for her sustainability work, Snegus was named one of the top 25 women in the meetings industry by Meetings and Conventions magazine. "Running the annual General Assembly, which typically draws 3,000 to 6,000 UUs for 3 days of worship and activities, is no easy task, even without the sustainability focus. But Snegus, who holds a doctorate in leisure studies, therapeutic recreation from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, is zen-like, center of calm in the chaos that is GA, with a dry sense of humor and a preternatural ability to anticipate and respond gracefully to the various crises that inevitably arise. Jan is an unsung hero," says Patrisano, who emphasizes that Snegus has used her influence not only in the area of sustainability, but in insisting on fair labor practices and other justice measures with the vendors that serve GA. The greening of GA began in earnest in 2005 in Fort Worth, Texas. Early efforts were humble. When Snegus asked UUs to recycle paper, plastic, glass, and to avoid using single-serving condiments on their food, Fort Worth had no city program for recycling. So Snegus and Meet Green found a man named Woody Pemberton to haul recyclables in his pickup truck to a private recycling center for the same cost that GA would pay the landfill. And that was the start, she says. In 2006, GA began to include sustainability requirements in contracts with convention centers. That was also the first year GA began collecting financial contributions from UUs to offset the carbon costs of the meetings. GA buys carbon offsets from a company called CarbonFund.org, started by a UU named Eric Carlson. Over the past 8 years, Snegus's team has required that hotels engage in sustainable practices, including providing in-room recycling receptacles, having no styrofoam cups anywhere on site, avoiding single-use coffee pods for in-room coffee makers, and trying to provide fair trade coffee. Last year at GA 2018, in Kansas City, Missouri, 92% of waste was diverted from landfills to recycling centers or composting. This qualified it as a zero waste event under industry standards, a very difficult pinnacle, which very few events ever reach, says Zavada. Early on in her greening efforts, Snegus decided that her goal would be to push each city further along the sustainability spectrum, no matter where it started. GA had a huge influence on Portland, Oregon in 2007, where UUs were the first to ask the Oregon Convention Center to do front-of-house composting so that food leftovers, rather than just kitchen waste, were included. That year, Snegus and her team also convinced the DoubleTree Hotel to make changes that included replacing single-use shampoo and body wash bottles with shower dispensers. Their requests had a dramatic effect on what was implemented as standard policy at the DoubleTree going forward, Snegus says. Often the GA team is aided by a local champion, as Snegus calls them. At GA 2013 in Louisville, Kentucky, a young woman named J.B. Ostermeyer in the Convention Center's catering department helped Snegus convince the center to purchase all meat products and most vegetables from suppliers within a 220-mile radius. Now the center offers that option to other groups, Snegus says. There have been many other heartening successes along with long-lasting effects. In St. Louis, Missouri, in 2006, she and her team persuaded the convention center to donate unused food to people in need, which it has continued to do so. Those kinds of successes are what make it all worthwhile, says Snegus. It's not all success stories, nor is it easy work. In one city, GA had no sooner wrapped up when the hotel put styrofoam cups back out. In another city, the convention center's food services staff promised to offer vegan options, but Snegus was wary. When she insisted that simple salads weren't enough and that vegans needed a protein source, they responded that they offered a vegan protein option, chicken. Snegus politely but firmly set them straight. No matter the challenges, her three-person staff and the approximately 22 volunteers who make up the GA Green Team have risen to meet them. My staff has taken this on like there's no tomorrow because there is no tomorrow if we don't do this. It's encouraging that the thousands of UUs who attend GA have embraced the philosophy, she adds. We tell a hotel, if you don't train your housekeeping services to leave used towels in a room, our people are going to be down at your desk complaining, Snegus says. Snegus will be greatly missed when she retires, say those who have worked with her. Jan's passion, dedication, and commitment to making this world a better place is unwavering, says Zavada. In the nearly two decades I have known her, I have never seen her back down from doing the right thing and holding others accountable to do the same. This article was written by Elaine McArdle, senior editor of UU World Magazine. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.